The Traveler's Journal, August 15th. Savoring an Alsatian Feast. A narrow 120-mile-long ribbon of fertility tucked between the Great Rhine River and the misty, humped-back hills of the Vosges, Alsace has been both blessed and cursed by its geography. Contested by rival cultures, since well before the Romans arrived 2,000 years ago, Alsace has been fought over, laid waste, and bartered between nations. But all the while, it was enriched by the blending of civilizations. Today, though French, with a passion that composed the Marseillais, Alsatian architecture, folklore, eating habits, and even grape varieties have their roots over the Rhine. Its residents proudly proclaim, "We work like Germans, but live like Frenchmen." For all the turmoil of the past, today Alsace is a lovely, gentle land, where grape-garbed slopes surround neat villages, some of which are little changed since the Middle Ages. In impossibly picturesque places like Rickweiler, Kaisersberg, and Colmar, the main streets are lined with slightly skewed, half-timbered buildings, and neighborhoods where 18th-century cottages are considered the new kids on the block. Yet, for all the centuries of history that have accumulated, Alsace, and particularly its capital, Strasbourg, are ideally placed both politically and commercially at the center of the new continent. Strasbourg is a place to savor sophisticated art, historical riches, and some of France's best food and wine. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.